is 5 in 10 for Skywatch TV for Friday, March 17th, 2023. I'm Derek Gilbert, overlooking the Sea of Galilee in Israel. Here, courtesy of Lipkin Tours, as we prepare for our tour of Israel. If I look a little red in the face, it's because I am. We've spent a couple of days in the sun visiting megalithic sites that we'll tell you about in the weeks and months ahead. Very briefly today, as we try to just give you a shortened report due to the time constraints. Topic number five today, Russia. Russia downed a U.S. drone on Tuesday over the Black Sea, one of the Reaper drones, which, according to the U.S. military, was on a surveillance flight in international airspace. Russia claims that the drone was flying without its transponder headed toward the Russian border, which is why it was intercepted. Now, contradictions between the U.S. and Russia. The U.S. says it was interfered with by MiG fighters, the Russian fighter jet that touched the propeller of the drone that caused it to fall in the Black Sea. Russia denies that. But the bottom line is this. This is the kind of incident people are worried about, rightly so, because it's the kind of confrontation that could lead to all-out war between Russia and the United States, Russia and NATO. Topic number four, Israel. Protests in Israel over proposed judicial reform by the Netanyahu administration. We've seen some of these ourselves here as we've driven around the Sea of Galilee region, people at intersections with flags and trumpets and horns making noise, protesting judicial reform. The claim by the protesters is that this is a reform intended to just give Benjamin Netanyahu unbridled power. The facts are a little bit more complex than that, but the bottom line is this. There is an imbalance of power between the judicial branch, the executive branch, and the legislative branch here in Israel. Israel does not have a written constitution. The judiciary, the Supreme Court, can actually overturn laws passed by the Knesset on the basis of the doctrine of reasonableness. Reasonableness. That is a word that means different things to different people, but if you've got the control of the legal system, as liberals here in Israel seem to, that doctrine can be used to basically strike down anything that a conservative government passes. So the people of Israel keep voting in conservative governments. The liberal judiciary keeps striking them down. This is what the Netanyahu's administration is trying to do, is balance power between the judiciary and the rest of government. There are outside forces, including NGOs backed by the United States, that are protesting this because it would weaken the influence of outside forces on the government of Israel. That's really what's going on here. Topic number three, fallout from January 6th. We are learning more, thanks to Tucker Carlson of Fox News, about the way the protests on January 6th of 2021 actually took place. The footage that he was allowed to see resulted in some evidence that things are not the way they've been portrayed by Democrats in Congress and by their allies in the corporate media. For example, the video showing the QAnon shaman, Jacob Chansley, being walked peacefully, escorted essentially by Capitol police officers through the Capitol building. Video of Chansley outside with a bullhorn telling people to go home, that President Trump had said, be peaceful, go home. This was never shown to the jury in the Chansley trial. His defense attorneys are now protesting. This past week, prosecutors have hit back and saying it paints a distorted picture of what Chansley was really up to inside the Capitol. This, combined with the prosecution of the representative of the Proud Boys, we find out that due to leaked text messages inadvertently submitted to the defense team by the FBI, FBI Special Agent Nicole Miller, was disclosed that she had been ordered to destroy 338 pieces of evidence in this trial. Now, a judge ruled against the defense motion in all but one limited case for their request to cross-examine Special Agent Miller exactly what was going on here. The fact that the judge, who is a Trump appointee, by the way, ruled against them is a bit concerning. But we're seeing a pattern here of the government deciding what defense counsel is allowed to see in many of these cases, and that is disturbing because it's more evidence that our constitutional rights are being eroded. As Christians, remember, however, we are commissioned to share the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. The politics, while important because it affects our daily lives, is not how we will achieve that goal. So let's focus on the actual mission at hand. Topic number two, the Bidens. Explosive release this week by the House by the representatives in the House Oversight Committee, working from very short notes here today, that they've got bank records now from the U.S. Department of Treasury showing a $3 million wire transfer to an associate of the Biden family less than 2 weeks after Joe Biden left the White House as vice president. About $1 million of that was transferred to members of the Biden family, Hunter Biden getting over $600,000, his uncle James Biden, the brother of the former vice president, current president Joe Biden, getting $360,000. $1 million in total going to the Biden family. This transferred from the Chinese energy company CEFC, affiliated with the Chinese Communist Party. What was the money for? Why did they get that money? These are questions that people would like to know, but even more, I think, important, as Sharon pointed out when relaying this story to me earlier today, why is it coming to light now? The U.S. Department of the Treasury has known about this since Joe Biden left the White House in 2017. Why is it now more than six years later coming to light? I think it suggests that powerful Democrats do not want to see Joe Biden run again in 2024. Coming up, how you can save $10 on SkyWatch TV's next virtual conference, which launches very shortly. And when is a bank failure not a failure? That's straight ahead on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are being terrorized at night or even taken against their will without warning and without mercy. Who or what is behind this malevolent activity? SkyWatch TV has teamed up with Dr. L.A. Marzulli and Vicki Anderson, renowned experts in the fields of ufology and demonology, to help answer these very difficult questions in the UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer. This incredible offer includes the brand new documentary on DVD, The Coming UFO Invasion, exposing the dragon's dark secrets. In this groundbreaking film, legendary researcher and reporter Dr. L.A. Marzulli rips the cover off the terrifying secrets of alien abduction and UFO visitation in never-before-seen interviews with actual victims of these seemingly unstoppable phenomenons.
It happens again and again, and you feel it, and you're there, and you remember it.
These beings, if you want to call them that, when I was 5, 6, 7 years old, and it continued up till about I was 15.
I found out I was 3 months pregnant, and at first there was a heartbeat. They just said, this is the womb, but there's nothing there.
What or who is entering the homes of these victims, removing them, and once removed, what is being done to them? And for what purpose? Is it demonic activity? LA listens to firsthand accounts of these horrific encounters and offers biblical answers to this alarming problem that will help individuals suffering these terrors find freedom in Jesus Christ. Also included in this phenomenal special offer is acclaimed writer, researcher, and investigator Vicki Anderson's brand new book, They Only Come Out at Night. This riveting page-turner reveals biblical answers to the mystery surrounding Asclepians, the ancient healing temples of servants and astral encounters, whether vampires and ancient threshold covenants are fact or fiction, who the primary targets of the entities behind sleep paralysis actually are, and whether or not you may be one of them, what your way out of the astral matrix really is, and so much more. But that's not all. You'll also receive the mind-boggling audio series, Doctrines of Devils. Listen as Stephen Bancars interviews Doreen Virtue, world-renowned former best-selling author and teacher of the New Age, as she explains her incredible supernatural journey out of the occult and into the arms of Jesus. This over 12-hour series features bonus interviews with Dr. Chuck Missler, Dr. Thomas Horn, John McTernan, Gary Bates, and many more on the subjects of ghosts, demons, and the supernatural. This is an exclusive offer for our SkyWatch television audience and holds a retail value of $85. Yours right now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. Now you and your family can understand through a biblical lens what is really behind the dark weapons of UFO visitation, alien abduction, and sleep paralysis. The UFOs and Entities Exposed special offer, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, the bank failures of the past week. We've seen the second and third largest bank failures in American history within the last 7 days. Both of these are banks connected to the tech industry and cryptocurrency, which are sectors that you would assume to be somewhat recession-proof. However, there are a couple of things at play here. Why did these things happen? Mainly because of bank policies as they have been sort of redefined since 2008. In the wake of the 2008 subprime mortgage crisis, the Obama administration changed the rules, essentially reinflated the real estate bubble that had collapsed in 2007 and 2008 in order to benefit those who were investing in mortgage-backed securities. And Silicon Valley Bank was, in fact, heavily invested in mortgage-backed securities. Now, fast forward to 2022, 2023, inflation starts taking off, hits a 40-year high. The Federal Reserve Bank begins raising interest rates, which raises the interest rates paid out by U.S. Treasuries, bonds. That did two things. Number one, it made mortgage-backed securities less valuable, meaning the portfolio of investments held by banks like Silicon Valley Bank suddenly less valuable, worth less, while at the same time, investors with large amounts of money tied up in banking deposits suddenly realizing that they're getting 0.25% interest from the bank if they're lucky, but they can turn around and buy a 2-year treasury bond and get 4.5%, 4.6%. So deposits begin coming out. In order to cover those deposits, Silicon Valley Bank had to come up with additional cash, start selling off investments at a loss. Investors realizing that the bank is starting to lose money, they panic, bank run, withdraw too much money, the bank goes insolvent. That is essentially what happened to Silicon Valley Bank. It would not have happened, perhaps, had the real estate market not been tinkered with and the real estate bubble reinflated after 2008. That in a nutshell, it's more complicated than that, but that's in a nutshell what has been happening. The bank not allowed to fail, perhaps because as the U.S. government stepped in and said that it would insure all deposits, not just the $250,000 and below guaranteed by FDIC, because a lot of wealthy Silicon Valley investors who typically vote Democrat had held their money inside Silicon Valley Bank. We'll see how this plays out, but there are some commentators, some analysts who say that this was essentially the first step in the United States government nationalizing the banking industry, and this could be the first step as we move towards a central bank digital currency. Yes, digital money is great, but it's got to be controlled by the government to make sure that you are protected. Watch for this. I think this is what's coming. Skywatch TV's next virtual conference gets ready to launch in April. We're just about 5 weeks away. But through April 1st, you can save $10 on your registration. The early bird discount, just this promo code EARLYBIRD23. Of course, you want to see Tom Horn's next presentation because with Josh Peck doing the post-production, it will be a mini documentary. My presentation is even more timely than it was when I turned it in, which is on the Great Reset. And why the motto of the WEF should be Build Back Babel. Much more information on at the website, defenderconference.com. Defenderconference.com. And remember, use promo code EARLYBIRD23, all one word, and that saves you $10 at checkout. Again, as we are here in Israel for the next couple of weeks, these reports may be infrequent. The schedule, I cannot guarantee to keep up a daily schedule, but I'll do my best. Appreciate your understanding until we get back in the States. From Israel, overlooking the Sea of Galilee, the city of Tiberias, I'm Derek Gilbert. This is 5 and 10 from Skywatch TV.